Rachel Morin's mother, Biden admin, didn't offer condolences after my daughter was murdered. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 21, 2024. Angel mom Patty Morin, whose daughter, Rachel Morin, was murdered by an alleged illegal alien, revealed that the Biden administration didn't say anything or offer condolences. During a speech at Turning Point USA's America Fest, Patty Morin revealed that when her family discovered that the man who allegedly murdered her daughter was an illegal immigrant, President-elect Donald Trump called their family and expressed how heartbroken he was. "When we found out that this man was an illegal immigrant, the Biden administration didn't say anything, didn't offer condolences," Morin said. "But, President Trump, he called our family and he said how heartbroken he was, and that if there was anything he could do to help us." Patty Morin continued to describe Trump as sounding like a grandfather who calls and asks how you are doing and if he can do anything to help. "He sounded like a very caring man. It sounded like your grandfather, who calls and says, 'Hey, how are you doing? Can I do something to help you?'" And it's continued since that time, Patty Morin said. "It's been over a year and a half and they still continue to check in on our family and see if we're doing okay." As Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported, at the beginning of December, Patty Morin spoke before a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing and stated that deportation is necessary. During the hearing, Patty Morin talked about her 37-year-old daughter and how she had been murdered in August 2023 by an alleged illegal alien MS-13 gang member who successfully crossed the southern border undetected. In July, Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, who had been charged with Rachel Morin's murder, was indicted. On August 5, 2023, Rachel went for a walk on the Monpah Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Rachel did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested Martinez Hernandez for Rachel's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Rachel to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on second-degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. Prior to the presidential election, Patty Morin had campaigned with Trump in Pennsylvania and spoke about how her family had faced hardships that were inflicted on them due to the failed border policies of the Biden administration.